Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It has been said that a picture is worth a thousand words, but who knows? It may even be worth more than a thousand. Joshua, the charismatic leader of God's people centuries ago, certainly believed that. When he did battle with five kings and the kings holed up in a cave, Joshua had them brought out one by one, had them kneel, put his foot on their neck, and then executed them as a picture of what God was going to do to the enemies of Israel. There's one thing for sure. There was no compromise in the way that Joshua dealt with the situation. Those five never bothered Israel again. There are five enemies of families today, and it isn't possible to deal with them as summarily as did Joshua these five. The five enemies come crawling out of the caves of our old natures and periodically do battle with us. But it is possible to make the decision to be done with them once and for all. Put your foot on their necks, cut off their heads, and those five enemies will never bother you again. They are dishonesty, deception, disbelief, discourtesy, and discouragement. When dishonesty is tolerated, like a demonic spirit that wants company, another enemy comes to take up residence, the enemy of deceit. It's almost inevitable that dishonesty will lead to deception. Actually, deceit is a form of dishonesty. If I lead you to believe something, but do not actually tell you a lie, I have still deceived you. And if I consciously know that I have led you to believe something which is not true, and have not corrected the impression, I am just as responsible as if I purposely lied to you. Years ago, a sea captain had an argument with his first mate. Because the owner of the vessel was rather fond of the first mate, the captain knew he could never get the man fired unless he could demonstrate there had been disloyalty or a breach of regulations to the point of gross inefficiency. The captain thought a lot about it and finally struck upon a plan. Knowing the owner of the ship would carefully read the log on the voyage return, he would periodically write, "The first mate is not drunk today." Then a few days later he would write, "This morning the first mate is sober." Well, he never actually said the first mate was drunk, but of course that was the implication. When the owner read the log, he came to the conclusion that the first mate must have been drunk most of the time and therefore should be discharged. But before he did so, he determined to have a talk with the man. It was then that he learned of the conflict between the two men. It almost worked. Deception is a deadly master. Like a person who toys with serpents, wrapping them around his or her neck, it can turn and bite, sending its venomous poison into your system and taking your own life. The man or woman, the teenager who lives by deception, will ultimately be deceived himself. As Jesus said, "For all who draw the sword will die by the sword." If you're playing cat and mouse games with your husband or wife, with your parents, or even with yourself, settle it in your thinking once and for all. God has his payday someday. Take that enemy of deception out of the cave of your thinking and cut his head off once and for all. There's no room in your life for deception if you want to please God, for those who live by deception will ultimately be victims to it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.